Good morning. My guests this morning are Joseph McIntyre and Brittany Jensen, speaking on behalf of the Food Forum. Good morning, you two.
Good morning.
Good morning. It's great to be here.
So you are here to talk about an event that's coming up on March 17th from 8:30 in the morning till 2:30 in the afternoon at the Wells Fargo Center. Why don't you line out what that event is and just exactly what the public will get from coming to it?
Yeah, thank you so much. The Sonoma County Food Forum, which, as you said, is March 17th in the morning at Wells Fargo Center, is an opportunity for everybody who's interested in the progress that Sonoma County is making towards building a better community around food, farming, food access, and health to come together and talk about the progress we've made over the past 5 years, to lay out a plan for where we want to head for the next 5 years. It's really a meeting of the community of people that think food is an important way to think about what constitutes a good Sonoma County.
Boy, that sounds right to me. What about you, Brittany? How do you find yourself here?
So I work for the Goldridge Resource Conservation District, and our job is really to help people help the land. And so I'm particularly interested in the Food Forum, as it's a really good place for the community to come together and learn about what different aspects of people who are interested in food are doing. So I'm particularly interested in hearing about food equity and economic vitality, as well as natural resources and food economy.
What other aspects of food and food use are going to be, in many cases, introduced, I assume, to people who are not familiar with it?
We've broken the day up into, I think, a kind of an interesting flow. We're going to get an overview of food system issues in the community from two of our supervisors, Supervisor James Gore from the 4th District and Supervisor Shirley Zane from the 3rd. Then we're going to be talking a little bit about just taking stock of where we are in terms of local food. How are we doing on hunger? How are we doing on keeping farms profitable? How are we doing on our water resources? And very quickly, kind of taking our pulse as a community to see whether or not we're moving in the right direction. After that, we'll be looking at our future and what are the trends that we're going to have to be dealing with. And we'll be hearing from some really creative and interesting people that are trying new business models and new approaches to building a better way for us to consume and grow food in our community. And it'll wrap up with sort of a community-wide dialogue, a forum-wide dialogue, if you would, a town hall, where we'll really be talking about a future that we're co-creating.
There's a lot of talk lately in Sonoma County, in agriculture circles particularly, about the fact that that so much of the crop is wine grapes, which doesn't have a lot to do with day-to-day use of food.
It is true that wine is such an important commodity in California and in Sonoma County. And it's not necessarily this forum's goal to talk about what's the right level of wine in our community, but wine is certainly an agricultural product. It's part of agricultural profitability.
I think people will also be interested in looking at the actual proportions of what crops are grown in Sonoma County, which will be something we'll be discussing at the forum.
That sounds like a really good – I've not heard that. I've heard all of the both content and discontent, but not just exactly how much of these things, how much wine in particular is being produced. How do people find out about this? How do they get a little bit more information before they commit themselves to this day?
So they can go to SonomaCoFSA.org, which stands for Sonoma County Food System Alliance. And on the front page there, they can get a copy of the agenda and also register.
Great.
And okay. They could also give us a phone call at 707-823-6111 to get more information as well.
Thank you for coming. And once it seems like today is a good day for me also to be thanking people for doing what they do. This seems to me a valuable use of time. And I think our listeners will feel the same way about it. To repeat, it's Thursday the 17th, 8:30 to 2:30 p.m. at the Wells Fargo Center for the Arts. 823-6111, online, SonomaCoFSA.org. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti, NKRCB, for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.